Temple Hesed in Scranton is hosting a program this evening titled Engaging with Our Muslim Neighbors, Hot Topics That Divide, Shared Values That Unite. And the public is invited to attend. WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella had a chance to speak by phone with Rabbi Daniel Schwartz of Temple Hesed about the event.
Every year we have a program which we call our Oppenheim Institute, founded by one of the early families of the temple, the Oppenheim family, that tries to bring some issue we need to think about more to the temple. And looking at what's been going on both nationally and locally, we thought it was really important to try to help highlight and create more constructive dialogue. I've done interfaith work in a variety of different ways, and we have a growing Muslim community in our area that we've invited to work with on some smaller events. And we thought, let's try to do something a little larger scale and do that for our Oppenheim Institute this year. One of our speakers, Rabbi Nancy Fuchs Kramer, is actually an international leader in interfaith work and particularly work between Muslim and Jewish communities. We have this evening that's going to start out with a brief Sabbath service, and then Nancy and Alejandro Butel will be talking about what are some myths going on between Muslims and Jews and how can we get past that and work together. Because it's during the month of Ramadan when observant Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset, we're going to time the program so it ends at sunset, and so we can then move into Muslim evening prayers and then have a break fast. And the Muslim community in the area, the Islamic Center of Scranton and the mosque at the University of Scranton, both are co-sponsors and are really enthusiastic about helping us and working together. And we hope that this will not just be one evening, but will really spark some people getting together and talking with each other and figuring out how to work together in the future.
Has this been long in coming, this idea?
Part of the issue has been that the Muslim community in America is, in many ways, kind of where the Jewish community of America was in the 20s and 30s. Less sure of itself, more under attack. There's a tendency to, well, if we're really quiet and don't attract attention, maybe people won't get mad at us or do hateful things, and not a huge amount of national organization. And the Jewish community was sort of semi in hiding. And we found out, unfortunately, through World War II, that if you don't speak up, things only get worse. And the Muslim community right now in America is in many ways in a kind of parallel situation where there's not a lot of national structure to the Muslim community. There's a lot of independent mosques, but no kind of denominational associations to the extent that Protestants and Catholics and Jews have organized through the years. And there has been a reluctance to engage in communities in some ways because of worries about hate crimes. And just like the Jewish community at that time, the Muslims today are finding out, hey, you know, if we don't get out there and people don't see that we're people, we're never going to get past these misconceptions. So there's, I think, a renewed eagerness to engage and get out and to see what happens.
So when all is said and done, what do you hope this symposium is going to achieve?
My biggest hope is that we do one thing short-term and one thing long-term. The short-term is that people who come in with questions or with misinformation leave saying, oh, you know, there isn't the Muslim community. There's a variety of different Muslims. There isn't the Jewish community. There's a variety of different Jews. And these are human beings who are in so many different ways just like us. And we should reach out and become friends. So that's the short term. And the long term is that I hope that there's enough trust built up that we'll then start taking on projects together. In the D.C. area, for example, the Jewish community and the Muslim community in that area has started working on climate change issues and looking at traditions in Islam and in Judaism about care for the earth and how that's linked to care for the poor and social justice. I'd love it if we could get something like that started up here and work on that issue and work on other issues of community concern to Northeastern PA and not just have dialogue with each other, but actually get out and get our hands dirty together.
You are a torchbearer of some good ideas, and you know that there will be some opposition. People may turn away and say, maybe not this time. But the people who are going to be attending the seminar, they'll be able to understand a little bit better where both sides are coming from, and hopefully we'll be able to look at things a little bit differently.
I have unfortunately gotten some pushback from some people, and that has really emphasized to me the need to do this because of very uninformed things that have been said to me. You know, somebody said, Ramadan, isn't that when Muslims go out and attack other people? It's like, no, excuse me, that's their holy month. That's the, you know, the, if you think of Catholics and Holy Week, you wouldn't say, oh yeah, that's the time that Catholics go out and attack others. No, you're saying this is when they go to church and this is when they observe their most solemn festivities and come together as a faith community. And that's what Ramadan is for Muslims. So it's a beautiful tradition, and if we can clear away that misconception for even, you know, a handful of people, that would be great. I'll be very happy.
On June 9th at 7 o'clock, when people come and they listen and they start to participate in this dialogue, I have a feeling you're going to be facilitating more programs of this sort.
I sure hope so. And I think it'll be a really enjoyable event, too. I think folks will not only learn things, but will enjoy it.
The one thing that really fascinated me was that this is going to be the first time in our area that Muslim prayers will be held in a synagogue building.
Here, this will be the first time that we'll have, I hope, a sizable chunk of the Muslim community here at a Shabbat service, and then a bunch of Jews and Christians at a Muslim service, and we'll all say, oh, hey, there's some amazing similarities. Even the name for the Muslim evening service comes from a word in Arabic that parallels word in Hebrew for our evening service. And for people to come away with that kind of understanding, I think will be really neat.
I've heard you say understanding so many times during the course of this interview, and I think it boils down to the lack of understanding with the hope of enlightening some people.
Oh, definitely. There's so much misinformation out there in the media and especially online. And the best way to clear that up is to actually talk to a real person of a different group and connect and to see our shared humanity.
Rabbi Daniel Swartz of Temple Hesed in Scranton speaking with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella about a program titled Engaging with Our Muslim Neighbors, Hot Topics That Divide, Shared Values That Unite, taking place this evening at 7 at Temple Hesed, 1 Knox Road in Scranton, the annual Oppenheim Social Justice Sabbath Service, featuring Alejandro Butel and Rabbi Nancy Fuchs-Kramer, and the event is open to the public, and it gets underway this evening. And that's at Temple Hesed, 1 Knox Road in Scranton. It's co-sponsored by the Scranton Area Ministerium, the Islamic Center of Scranton, the Congregation of the Sisters IHM, and the Campus Mosque at the University of Scranton. For more information, on the web, templehesed.org, H-E-S-E-D, templehesed.org. Thank you, Lisa Mazzarella. Thank you, Rabbi Swartz.